Hello everyone, Neil Patel here. Thank you for downloading the latest episode of the Indian Entertainment Show. So in this week's episode, I chat to Vidya Vilala. She is the founder and CEO of AvayaDesk. So AvayaDesk is a software as a service product providing help desk software solutions for businesses around the world. Amazing stuff. So we talk about how she got started, her engineering background, number of businesses signed up, vision of the company to her inspirational mother, and much, much more. So please enjoy the show. Hello, Vidya. Thanks for coming on the Indian Startup Show today.
Yeah, thank you, Neil.
Excellent. Tell me a bit about yourself and what you're building, please.
Yes, AvayaDesk is my company name. It's a startup. It's customer support ticketing software. But the beauty of this software is it's a plug-and-play software for small and medium businesses. So wherever you want, right, you just can integrate on top of any business. So it works on mobile and web applications, both. So in minutes, you can integrate, and customer support can be right available from the business application.
Excellent. Can you remember how it got started?
I started a year back, and then, started developing the product. Lot many requirements, collecting of requirements, evaluating them. And then I built it by myself, the product. And now it is ready.
Okay. And how's it going so far? Can you share some stats? I mean, how many companies have signed up? Are you making sales, etc.?
Yeah. Around 30 companies have signed up to the product. For now, I'm giving it for free because I should get valuable feedback from the customers and then strengthen my product should I add a lot of value, and it should be rich, right? So I just gave it for free for now.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So, and what kind of feedback have you got then?
I've got some simple feedbacks like, this feature will do great for me, and someone wanted that feature. I mean, 2-3 features were there, which I also felt, they're beautiful, and then, I added them.
Excellent. How big's the team?
Yeah, it's 4 right now.
What do you do then? What is it? Do you just develop the website yourself, or do you do like sales, marketing, business development?
I'm doing everything right now. I slowly started hiring people for various activities.
Okay. And how are you finding that process of hiring people?
Hiring people, it's a little tough, but it's not impossible to us. So, it is a little tough in the sense that, when I try to hire over-experienced people, their expectations will be very high. And I cannot satisfy them. So I'm just going with freshers and, less experienced persons, and then taking them on board and then training them.
Okay. And what's it like being the founder of a startup now that you're managing staff?
Right now I'm doing marketing. I'm learning a lot many things in marketing because that's something new to me. I come from tech background, so I worked in technology field for more than 15 years and then started doing this one. So I know a little bit, but still that is not sufficient, and I'm huge learning is there now right now for me.
How big is the market?
Market is very huge. Market is there, available, very huge, and even competition is there. It all depends on how much. It's like SMB business. If I take around more than 6 billion businesses are there according to a Forbes study in 2015. So it's huge.
Excellent. So you're just targeting Indian businesses then, or will you be targeting overseas businesses?
Yeah, overseas businesses as well. Yeah, my software, it's a SaaS platform, so I don't want to limit myself to India.
Okay, and will you be targeting certain industries, or will you be targeting like all industries?
I have selected a few industries. I just want to start with that. I want to expand after that.
And in terms of the website, what are you actually working on right now?
Okay, website is, it's done actually. Everything, the product is ready.
Excellent. So your background is a tech background, is that right?
Yeah, I'm from tech background, yeah.
Okay, so you're working 9 to 5. I mean, what made you want to do your own startup?
Yeah, it's an interesting story. After having 15 years, the learning in the enterprise when you're working is limited, actually. You will be tied up to the roles the tasks which are assigned, or you know, the goals. I mean, the vision will be very less actually. And when your aspiration is and your vision is too huge, you just cannot satisfy yourself, you know, being in the job for more time. Mm-hmm. So I just have decided that yes, that's not the place wherein I can go on for long. This is my my way of working and my aspiration to do this one, where my passion is there. So I just, and then this idea was there since a long time. So I, because I don't have business background, I just went and did a certification in IIMB before I just start this one. And then, yeah, after that, yeah, I'm all done, set to do that, this.
So, and what did your friends and family think when you decided to do this startup?
They are all enthused so much, encouraging me. And then they're just seeing how will I succeed. And then they're planning to come and join me once it goes to the next level, right?
Excellent. Is this your first startup then?
Yeah, this is my first startup.
Okay. What advice would you give to people doing their first startups?
You just have to start. There is no best time. It will not come. Actually, we have to decide and then start.
Okay, cool. And what's the most surprising, thing about your journey so far?
Surprising thing. Yeah, it is. It's not a surprise for me because I wanted to do this mm-hmm. since long time, and might be a surprise to others.
Okay, cool. And how big do you want to go with this startup?
Yeah, the dreams are big. I just started, so I at least want to take my EVR desk to 1 million customers.
Okay, and say in the next year, say in 12 months' time, what would you say? How many customers would you think you're going to get?
Yeah, I'm targeting to get at least 1,000 customers in next year.
Okay, cool. And how would you get those customers? You know, is it online, offline, digital marketing, SEO, sale, face to face?
Yeah, I started digital marketing, and under digital marketing, SEO, content marketing, everything will come. So I have the strategy in front of me, and then I'm just executing that.
Okay, cool. So is there any sort of marketing channel that works best for you at the moment, or are you still testing things?
In digital marketing itself, I have tested few types of digital marketing, which one will work out for me. And then now I'm set to go ahead with the content marketing, which is very much suitable for my industry, right?
Okay, cool. You said you have got a coding background. What's the stack that the app's built on?
Yeah, I have used LAMP Stack.
Okay, cool. And just for those people who don't know what that is, just explain it to them.
Okay, but the technology which I have used?
Yeah.
Okay, I have used the LAMP Stack to building up the EVR desk, which is basically the PHP code base along with the REST APIs. A little bit of HTML, CSS to build the front end part of it also.
Okay, so did you learn to code yourself or did you? Yes, I did.
Okay. I did, yeah. And my sisters also helped me. They're all in technical field, so... They have help. Their hand is there in developing, right? Okay. We are four sisters and then all four in technical field. So, yeah, that's where my strength lies.
Okay, cool. And so do you have any advice for anyone wanting to learn to code? You know, where do they start?
Yes, yeah. There is nothing that we cannot learn. So, we can just start coding it and then you will learn, actually. Okay. There is nothing anyone cannot learn in this world.
Okay, I'm just going to ask you some quick-fire questions.
Yeah.
Are you a tea drinker or a coffee drinker?
I don't drink tea and coffee, I drink milk.
Okay. Are you a morning person or a night person?
I'm an early bird, so I wake up in the early morning. Okay.
What picture do you have on your smartphone home screen?
Oh, it's Kashi Vishwanath screen.
Okay. What do you do on a Sundays, apart from talking to me?
Oh, yeah. It's a lot of family day, Sunday. So we plan, we cook, we eat together, and then we celebrate every Sunday like that.
Okay. What is your idea of food heaven? What do you like to eat?
Okay. It's South Indian food, rice items. I like all rice items.
Okay. And what is your idea of food hell? What don't you like to eat?
I'm a vegetarian. I think there's too many to say that, you know, what I don't eat. So I basically, in vegetarian, everything else I try to eat. I don't have anything. Yeah.
So what would you say is the vision of the company then?
Yeah, our vision is, it's there clearly mentioned on our web page, but it's empowering small and medium businesses with the SaaS applications. Okay. This is my first application, I would say. It's a ticketing software is my first application, so which can get integrated with any business. So in the same lines, I will come up, I have set of products lined up. I will keep developing them.
What excites you most about this startup?
Okay, I mean, everything actually is an excitement here. Because it's my first startup, starting from the cloud coding requirements collection. Everything was exciting for me, selecting the technology, which one to use, right? From that time, what marketing strategy should I use? I mean, every stage of my startup is an excitement for me.
So you're an entrepreneur. Do you think anyone can be an entrepreneur?
Yes. Anyone. I mean, everyone is an entrepreneur. If you see in one or the other way, we might not term that as an entrepreneur. But yes, anyone, if you have the vision and the passion and the hard work, right, you can build big businesses also.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. And who are your heroes?
Okay, it's my mom.
Okay. Why is that?
Yeah, because she has been with us and then empowering us and motivating every day, day to day. She didn't allow us to any day, feel down or, any sort of negative feeling. She did not allow to come even touch us. It's difficult, right? Four daughters to make them all engineers. Yes, a lot of control on us as well.
Okay. Ivaya Desk, what does that mean? What does the name come from?
Ivaya means very fast, and I wanted to give customer service in a faster way. And see, they can integrate also in faster way. Everything is fast, fast, fast. So I just thought, this is the best name for my company.
Excellent. Last two questions. Do you have any favorite books or favorite blogs you like to share with our listeners?
Yeah, I'm the techie guy, but I would suggest all technical books. But one book is that Toyota Way, the Toyota Way field book. That is very good, actually. If we can, anyone can read that one. And it actually gives the process from process per se, how good it should be, right? Any organization, yeah.
Excellent. Last question. If people want more information on Ivaya Desk and yourself, what must they do?
They just have to log on to ivayadesk.com, and then there is a customer support link right away there, on contact form is there. They can just type in and then I'm there always.
Thanks for coming on the show today, Vidya.
Thank you. Thank you, Neil.
Have a great week, and I wish you all the best.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you. Thanks to Vidya for coming on the show today. If you want more information, you can go to ivayadesk.com. Thanks for listening and subscribing. If you like the show, please leave a rating and review in iTunes. Thank you for supporting the podcast, and I shall be back next week. If you have any feedback on the show or want to come on, please send me an email, hello@neilpatel.co, or tweet @IndianStartupSH, or you can go to facebook.com/IndianStartupShow. I would love to connect. Thank you and goodbye.